Hey there, this is Daniel Chang welcoming you to day number 8 of your 10-day transformation. Day 8! You're almost there, just 2 more days to go. I am so happy that you have been able to experience what it is like to have this much self-discipline. You have committed to something amazing and you are on your way. I'm sure by now that you are feeling better, perhaps even stronger. Some people even report heightened energy levels at this point in the program. And how wonderful it is that you've chosen to give yourself the gift of cleansing your body, the gift of health, the gift of supporting the rest of your life. And I am so grateful that you've trusted in me to be your support along the way. Thank you. Going through this 10-day transformation program is a way of using what nature intended. We are stripping away all of the toxic buildup over the decades that has accumulated in your body and getting down to the core functional pieces of your system. We are strengthening you from the inside out by going back to the basics. It's fantastic. Please remember that this transformation is really a lifestyle, and today we are going to carry on with it. So let's talk today about proteins. Proteins are one of the necessary components within your diet. Protein builds, maintains, and rebuilds the tissue within your body, including your muscles, all internal organs, and also your immune system. They're all made up mostly of protein. When you eat protein-based foods, the digestive juices in your stomach break the food down into basic units called amino acids. These amino acids then can be reused to make the proteins your body needs to maintain healthy muscles, bones, blood, and body organs. There are 22 types of amino acids, 13 of which your body can manufacture by itself. This means that the remaining 9 amino acids need to come from your diet. These are called essential amino acids because if you aren't getting them from your diet, then your body will begin to break down and develop illnesses and disease states. For each of my clients, I suggest appropriate levels of protein intake on a daily basis. You can get proteins from meats like beef, chicken, fish, and eggs, or plant sources including nuts, seeds, and legumes like beans and lentils. To maintain a healthy body, we need to ensure that we have more than enough protein within our diet, so that we can utilize the amino acids to maintain proper tissue health. Each and every time that you move, you are using muscle. Every time you lift something, you are using muscle. So you are constantly using muscle and therefore breaking it down all day and every day. For those who exercise on a regular basis, you are breaking down billions and billions of cells each and every day, and therefore require even higher doses of protein or amino acids. So the more you train, the more you break down tissue, the more protein you must consume. So what happens if you don't get enough protein in your diet? Well, then your body actually starts to break down muscle and tissue in order to provide protein to the nutrient exchange system within your body. In a nutshell, bad things happen when you don't consume enough protein. Now, here's a common scenario. People who are trying to lose weight usually exercise more and eat less. They consume mostly carbohydrates with little or no fat and protein. So they end up putting on fat because they're using too much of their own muscle to provide the body with its protein needs. The person continues following this schedule only to end up either very skinny with little muscle mass or fat with little muscle mass. Eating low-grade proteins is not the answer either. Yogurt, fortified protein cereals, and grains, they're not the best sources of protein. Yes, they have a small amount of protein in them, but the value is usually low-grade. What this means is that by the time the food is digested, the protein amount is degraded into a very small amount. You would have to consume a ton of that food to fulfill your daily requirements, but increasing the quantity will only add more sugars, which is not good. The process of your tissues breaking down is called catabolism. The process of your tissues rebuilding is called anabolism. Unfortunately, many fasts and cleanses are catabolic in design. This means that they don't contain nearly enough protein that your body needs to function properly. The cleanse that you're on during your 10-day transformation is anabolic, meaning that you're getting more than enough amino acids in your diet so that your body is continually building up at the same time that it is getting nutrients from the power shake that you're drinking. That's where the master amino acid pattern that you're taking 3 times daily comes in. The master amino acid pattern is a proprietary blend of essential amino acids that are formed in a specific pattern to be highly absorbed into your body. In fact, they're shown to be 99% absorbed into the body within 23 minutes. Compare this to your standard protein supplement, which has an absorption rate of only 36% and 180 to 360 minutes absorption time. This means that the master amino acid pattern is roughly 24 to 96 times more effective than a standard protein supplement. For those who exercise, you should be taking 5 master amino acid pattern tablets 30 minutes before training, along with any other vitamins, minerals, and trace elements. If you're a professional athlete, you should be taking 10. The master amino acid pattern is a product that you should be taking on a regular basis, even after you've completed your 10-day transformation. This product is available at our clinic. Now, before I finish today's audio, one thing I wanted to mention was about your goal. If you find that you are not quite at the goal you wanted to be at when you started this program, for example, let's say that you wanted to lose an additional 12 pounds, why not do another 10-day transformation program? Many have done that in the past to actually get to where they really wanted to be. If you have any concerns, please check with your doctor, but if everything looks good, and if you're feeling great, you have the option to keep going. Just let me know. Thanks for taking the time to listen to today's audio. I wish you well today. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.